Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Floke here. Three teens have been charged in relation to a frightening carjacking and pursuit in Newcastle. It's alleged the trio, boys aged 13 to 15, were arrested after a Suzuki Vitara was involved in a pursuit through Jesmond and Wallsend over the weekend. They were released to be dealt with under the Young Offenders Act before it was established the car was stolen from a 51-year-old woman at knife point from a Wallsend shopping centre car park. The trio have since been handed bail ahead of facing the children's courts. Police are trying to track down a man who allegedly stabbed a woman outside of a gym in Sydney. The 39-year-old victim remains in hospital in a stable condition. It's believed the pair knew one another. The hunt's on for 22,000 people to help run the council elections in September. Andrea Summerell from the New South Wales Electoral Commission says it's paid work too.
No experience is necessary, so people get all the training that they need for the day. And for the one-day operations, the pay rate ranges from just over $650 to up to $1,200, depending on the size of your venue.
Not bad. And it's been revealed Aussies are forking out about 17% to their household income on transport costs. That's according to the Australian Automobile Association. Brody Jones has revealed he's been working extra hard to get into the right pre-game headspace. The forward says the Knights have a specialist on the books who deals with footy psychology. He reckons it's done wonders for his game.
I'm a bit of a perfectionist, I suppose. Like, I try to be too good at everything. And yeah, it sort of hindered my performance a little bit. It's more just that sort of stuff. Like, keeping things pretty simple, and I know what I've got to go do, and I can do it. So just go out and do it.
Newcastle has an open training session in Tamworth tomorrow ahead of facing the Tigers there on Saturday. Still on footy, and the Dolphins will square off with Manly to open round 10 tonight at Suncorp. Ben Trbojevic is back after missing three games with a hamstring injury as the Sea Eagles look to rebound after last week's loss to Canberra.